whatever you want here as we launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All prostitution laws have been struck down in Canada. Unfortunately, a sensible court decision like this has not come out of the United States federal government or any state government that I know of.
I don't know if there has ever been a law in the U.S. challenging all prostitution laws.
Lawsuit.
Right.
Lawsuit. Yeah, that's an interesting question. How far have challenges to prostitution laws gone? What's the highest level of court that it has ever gone to? In this case, there were a couple of former, or one current prostitute and two former prostitutes that had initiated the challenge to Canada's laws, arguing that sex workers would be safer if they were allowed to screen johns and operate in brothels with bodyguards if they choose. The report from MSN.com, the judge who wrote the opinion in the case, McLaughlin, dismissed the federal government's argument that it was prostitution itself, not the laws that govern it, that put prostitutes at risk. The safety of prostitutes became a high-profile issue in Canada following the trial and 2007 conviction of serial killer Robert Picton, who preyed on prostitutes and other women in Vancouver's downtown Eastside neighborhood. McLaughlin says, in her opinion, the law that prevents, or a law that prevents, street prostitutes from resorting to safe havens while a suspected serial killer prowls the streets is a law that has lost sight of its purpose. And really, you have to ask, or that I think begs the question, what is the purpose of the prostitution laws?
Well, it's to keep people safe, Ian, because we can't just have random people going around having sex with just anybody.
Which, of course, they do anyway. And any night at any bar in America, random people are meeting one another, and many of them will go and have sex with each
other. That's illegal, too.
Is it?
In a lot of places, there are adultery laws.
Okay, but randomly two people who are not married meeting in a bar.
In the state of Alabama, where I'm from, I actually read the entire criminal code because I get bored and do that at times. And it is technically illegal in the state of Alabama to have sex with someone that is not your spouse.
Oh.
There's
wow. So just a girlfriend, boyfriend, illegal.
Yes.
As long as you're having sex with
I forget the charge, but it is illegal to expose one's genitals for the purposes of sexual arousal to anyone not your spouse.
Wow. What if it's dark in the room? Is that considered exposure?
Yes.
If there's no light photons hitting.
If there's no lights and the other person is blindfolded, then I don't know. We're sort of pushing the envelope on what defines expose.
But it seems to me, Daryl, that the purpose of the ban on prostitution is that we want people to be moral, and we're going to force them into being moral because it's our viewpoint that it's immoral to have sex for money.
Okay, then make it illegal to have sex for money, which currently in Canada is perfectly legal.
You know what I'm talking about.
The transaction itself in Canada is perfectly legal,
but
everything surrounding that is illegal.
Yeah, and in the U.S. it's not, and you'll get busted for just the negotiation practice in the U.S. You don't actually have to engage in
that. And you'll get busted in Canada for the negotiation.
Right, so ultimately everybody gets stopped at that point, typically when it comes to undercover sting operations.
Yes.
And things like that. But the purpose of this law was to stop people from behaving in a way that some people, who are prudes, didn't want them to behave. That's what the purpose is. It's not to protect people.
It's in the guise of protection.
But who believes that? Who really believes that prostitution's illegal because they want to protect the prostitutes?
It's just so ridiculous. I can guarantee you that there is at least one person that does believe that.
Does anybody believe that who's listening to this program tonight? If so, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. I suspect if there's somebody in the audience who thinks prostitution laws are a good thing, I suspect you're going to come at it from a, well, it's wrong, and I don't think people should do things that I think are wrong, and if you do things that I think are wrong, I'm going to put you in a jail cell, or I'll have men with guns do my bidding for me and put you in a jail cell. Because most people wouldn't ever consider doing that to their neighbors. You know, you may disagree with what your neighbors are doing with their own lives and their choices and their money, but you likely wouldn't go over and put a gun to their head and force them into a car, put metal bracelets on their wrists, and then force them into a cage. You likely would not do that, but the police certainly will.
And at their request.
Right.
Because somebody has to call to report the offense.
So going on here with the story from MSN.com, she's, again, the judge in this case, saying that she rejected the government's argument here that they were somehow that prostitution itself is somehow what is dangerous. Now, yeah, there's risk involved. There's risk involved in prostitution. There's the risk that you could contract a sexually transmitted disease, even if it were a legal arrangement. There is always that risk. But there's risk in being a garbage man. There's risk in being a longshoreman. There's risk in being a lineman for the power company.
There's risk in using the public toilets.
Sure, you can contract MRSA or something like that. So there's always risk. Whenever you're talking about professions, some professions are more risky than others. And in the line of sexual services, I don't think, or compared to other jobs out there, I'm pretty sure prostitution is lower risk than a lot of them. So why shouldn't the women and men of the sex worker world be allowed to take the risks that they want to? They're obviously willing to take greater risks than they otherwise would in a legal market, because, again, in a legal market, the risk of sexually transmitted disease is lower because of testing. The risk of being beaten by some sick, violent John is far lower because you can have a bodyguard on hand. So you want to negate risks? You want to make prostitutes have a safer life? And the Johns as well, then you legalize it. Because right now, one of the greatest risks in prostitution is that you get caught doing it, and then you end up with your picture in the paper, because people don't understand. People look at this issue, and they look down their nose at the people who engage in these activities. And I say, why? What's wrong with it?
You can do it for free all day long.
Sure.
But if anybody says, wow, that was really great, I want to give you money,
then it's illegal.
Then it's illegal.
Well, right. You can do it for free, Daryl, you say, but you can also do it for in-kind contribution, right? In that, there are a lot of people who will wine and dine an individual with the intention of hopefully being able to take them home or go to their home and then engage in consensual sexual activity at that point. But, you know, would the consensual sexual activity have happened had not the wining and dining happened with whatever amount of money
that
was spent
on that? What if you buy her groceries?
Well, that, again, is you can buy people things, and apparently then if they give up sex, it's completely legal. But if you negotiate to buy the groceries for the sex, then that could be considered prostitution, I think.
What if you pick up someone that you believe to be a hitchhiker? And then as compensation for the ride, you get sexual favors.
I'm pretty sure that's prostitution. I'm pretty sure any kind of...
But what if it wasn't negotiated that way? What if it was...
If it's not negotiated...
Hey, thanks for the ride. Why don't you come inside and I'll show you how thankful I am?
That's legal. That, I think, would be legal. No, look, I'm no lawyer. This is not legal advice. But if there is no negotiation, then there's no... I mean, if there's no agreement on price, then you don't have prostitution.
What if there's an agreement of you buy me dinner and two drinks?
And you're going to put out?
Yes.
That sounds like prostitution to me. As long
that
as there's
something
like on the
table. Sounds like a lot of standard dates.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee, right? The difference between what you're talking about, negotiating an agreement and a standard date, is that after the date, you can go your separate ways.
Right, but most...
There's a chance that it won't pan out.
Most dates nowadays, there's the expectation that if X, Y, and Z happens, then, you know, Y plus Z will happen after.
Is there an expectation? I don't know. I don't date. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's your expectation, your thoughts on prostitution? Or bring up anything you want. The live Saturday edition continues in moments.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. With you tonight, Ian here. And Daryl. And Daryl is joining us, courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. Daryl is a publisher of books, also a newsman. He is a regular producer of three different radio products every single week. The Peace, Love, Liberty radio long-form radio program. Then you have some short-form stuff like the Police Accountability Report from copblock.org.
Yes.
And also your Freedom Minute, which is
the FPP Freedom Minute, which is a weekly five-minute newscast.
Yes, and all of those are available over at fpp.cc, along with your newspaper.
Yes.
So you are a busy guy, and for whatever reason, you keep taking on new projects. It's inspirational.
I don't know why, but I always I don't have enough things that I have going on. Let me start this other project.
Sometimes I find myself feeling like I just don't do enough for freedom, and I just got to keep taking on projects. So now I'm an organizer of a convention every year as well. So it's always something new. Anyway, Daryl's a real doer in the Liberty Movement. You can go and check out a lot of his product, and a lot of it's free, over at fpp.cc. Now, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices that you'll find online. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment, to name a few. ManVentureOutpost.com. Family-owned, the lowest prices. Go see for yourself. And get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to Pete, listening in Bozeman, Montana, to KMMS. Hey, Pete, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I've been listening to your discussion briefly about prostitution. And there's a lot of discussion, especially in this show. It sounds like you're really talking about everybody's rights and who should judge and say that this is right and wrong and so on and so forth. The thing that's bugging me the most about this discussion as a whole, everybody's talking about rights. I don't hear a lot of people talking about responsibility. And when I hear you guys talking about whether it's right or wrong for prostitution, I'll let the people who do that decide. But there's one thing that they cannot deny. There's a third party who gets involved here who has no say in this matter but ends up getting involved in sexual promiscuity in general, and that's unwanted children.
Oh.
No. I wish it was just the police. See what I mean? Oh, it's everybody's rights. Don't get caught and everything. But, these little children who are conceived in these acts and everything, and sometimes the ones that are allowed to be born end up in situations that are not very desirable. And I find that heartbreaking. And you can go ahead and discuss about everybody's rights, but I wish people would think for a minute about the responsibility that comes naturally with procreation. And if you say,
well, I think that you're right. I mean, obviously, with rights come responsibility. I totally agree with that. I'm glad that you brought that conversation up. But are you suggesting that because someone could be impregnated on accident, that prostitution should remain illegal?
I didn't say anything. All I said was that's up to them. I just want people to think about it.
Okay, so you're not advocating that prostitution be illegal, then?
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to sit here and say I think the government should be involved in our lives here and there and all that. It's almost a different discussion. I think people know enough. They're smart enough to sit down and think about what their actions are.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of prostitutes are very well aware of the risks involved, right? And as a professional sex worker, they're not interested, most of them, in getting pregnant as a result of doing their job. So, I mean, if anybody has an incentive to make sure that they're careful about pregnancy, I would think it would be the prostitute.
Probably. If everybody were that careful. But, there's one thing I'll leave you with, and I know you got to go. Think about this for a minute, though. If everybody didn't participate in any of this sexual promiscuity at all, okay? Let's say we had commitment and devotion, and we waited till marriage to do that. We would not have a problem with sexually transmitted diseases, nor would we have a problem with all these unwanted pregnancies. And you can't deny that. Now, I know what you're going to say, probably in, oh, that's unrealistic. People aren't.
It's totally unrealistic.
Well, aside from it being unrealistic, there are a lot of. Hold on. There are a lot of married couples that wind up having unwanted pregnancies because, you know, oh, well, we weren't planning on having a baby now. We wanted a baby in maybe two or three more years after I got a pay raise and a promotion. So you're never going to eliminate unwanted pregnancies, even if you could convince everybody not to have sex until they were married.
But you can't deny it would be a foolproof method. Yeah, I'm sure it's unrealistic. So just people are just going to say, nope, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm going to have sex with who I want, how many times I want, period. I'll say, well, okay, that's fine. But you have to agree. You have to say, you know what, that's true. Theoretically,
you're not one of, just to clarify, you're not one of those people who thinks that you should get married before you have sex with somebody, are you?
I absolutely do, and that's what I did.
Oh, man. Seriously?
What's wrong with it? Just tell me what's wrong with that.
Here's what's wrong with it. What if you're not sexually compatible?
If that's all your marriage is based on, then you're down divorce court anyway.
That's not obviously what all your marriage should be based on, but it's a pretty important factor.
If you're not sexually compatible with the person that you're marrying,
that doesn't sound like it's going to be a marriage that's going to be pretty long-lasting.
Well, let's put it this way. If you're going to go shopping for a car and somebody wants to sell you a used car, you say, I don't want a used car, I want a new car. Maybe your spouse says, I've had sex with lots of guys. It's like, really?
Oh, so you've kind of got an icky issue with having sex with somebody who's had sex with other people. You want to be the first. There's like an issue that you have with that.
You know, you can think about it however you want, and if it's great fodder.
That's what it sounds like to me with what you just said.
When you go home tonight, you think about it, and just think and say, you know what?
I don't think about those things. I know that the human body has self-cleaning processes where, you know, after a time period and, you know, several bathings, that those aren't issues that you have to worry about. Somebody's not tainted by the fact that they had sex.
We'll have unwanted pregnancy. We'll have all sorts of venereal diseases, and that's fine. But you can't deny I've got at least a point. You don't have to agree with me. I have a point, though, that a lot of people don't
Well, no,
consider.
As Daryl pointed out, you'll still have unwanted pregnancies even with dedicated relationships. Look, I'm not advocating people going out and sleeping around. I don't do that personally. I'm not interested in that. But I think that the idea that you have to be with one person forever and that's it is ridiculous. And I think that all you have to do is take a quick look at how often cheating happens in relationships, and that should give you some indicator that people, in my opinion, are not built for monogamy.
Well, we can agree to disagree. Have a nice
we
day.
Certainly will. Thank you, Pete, for the call tonight. And I don't even know if you agree with me, Daryl. You're just kind of listening quietly there to that. What do you think about that?
It seems as though Pete is thinking that in a perfect world where everybody, you know, does exactly what I think they should do. And, okay, let's just say that, you know, in a perfect world, in Pete's perfect world, there would be no cheating.
Mm. Oh, right, because everybody's going to do it.
Because everybody would be monogamous.
Yeah.
But what happens when, like, the male-female ratio is off balance? What happens then? Because are you just going to expect people to be lonely forever?
Let's come back with more, maybe get your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, the idea of monogamy and only being with somebody who's never had sex with other people. That's going to cut out a lot of people from marriage.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're your on-air hookers for the night. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You pay us, we'll say things for you. On the radio.
I'm cheap.
855-450-FREE. Actually, advertising on Free Talk Live is shockingly affordable. If you want to advertise on the show, you can contact Mark at freetalklive.com. He'll be happy to help you with that. So we've got a lot of great folks that support Free Talk Live and offer various different products and services, and one of them is cashintocoins.com. The instructions there to turn your cash into bitcoins are very simple. It's easy, safe, it's fast, and it's legal and inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Daryl, you've done it with cashintocoins.com.
I have.
I
need
also
to do it again soon.
It's so easy and so simple. You go to cashintocoins.com, select your bank. You don't have to have an account at these banks. You just go to the location and deposit into an account that they give you at cashintocoins.com. It can be Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union that has what's called shared branching.
So you can find the locations of shared branching online at cuservicecenter.com.
That is a handy link. So again, you deposit the cash in the account specified, take a picture of the receipt, send it into cashintocoins.com, and then
within about a business day, typically, at least one business day, they will deposit Bitcoins into your Bitcoin wallet. So go to cashintocoins.com, get your Bitcoins, and if your order is under $40, there's no fee. Cashintocoins.com. So we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. A discussion about prostitution kind of ended up in a discussion about relationships. Our last caller was suggesting that he thinks everybody should be in a dedicated long-term relationship and that you shouldn't have sex with somebody before you marry them.
Not just a dedicated long-term relationship, but a dedicated long-term monogamous relationship.
Right.
And because you could have a dedicated long-term polyamorous, or actually polygynous or multi-amorous would be the correct term.
You could, and also I think it's important to point out that a lot of the people in polyamorous relationships, although certainly not all of them, a lot of people in polyamorous relationships are very concerned about STDs, because that's what he was kind of holding out there. This sort of scary. It's, you don't want to be doing these things. You don't want to be just having sex all over the place. And I tend to agree with that. I think that being promiscuous is definitely increasing your chances of getting sexually transmitted diseases or getting pregnant. So I think that there are problems there. But if you're careful, if you're selective, then there really aren't any risks to being with more than one partner. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Dana on the line in Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dana.
And I want to wish you both a Merry Christmas before I get started.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm not angry with you, but I'm really disappointed. I think it was Ian that laughed when he mentioned a few things. You could have went a lot of different ways with that, but I think it was really inappropriate how you handled that.
And what was that?
And then to make that last phone call with T. To make
what part was inappropriate?
I'll give you some, most of that. I'll give you some specifics, though, so you know, because I hate when people say, you know, oh, you're wrong, or you're this, or you're that, and then they can't give you one simple example.
Okay.
One thing, you made the argument that, oh, our bodies aren't built for that. No, but you know what? We do have capabilities to have sex with multiple people our lifetime. We have capabilities to murder. We have capabilities. Most of us have two hands and connected to two arms. We can steal.
Did you just liken having sex with another person outside, you know, as a second person to murder?
I think she did.
Go ahead.
See, you're being inappropriate again. I'm using other, playing off your very own example and telling you that you said our bodies are
No, ma'am, that's not what I said. Let me correct you. Make sure I can get it out there what I did say. I said humans aren't made for that. I didn't say your bodies. I think that mentally people aren't made for monogamy. I think there's plenty of evidence that shows that you look at the rampant cheating that goes on in relationships out there.
I
think that's plenty of evidence.
No, I don't disagree with that. But what I'm saying is you said, okay, you're semantic. You said I accused you of saying our bodies, and you said humans. Okay, whatever, same diff.
Well, I meant mentally, not
whatever,
your bodies.
Whatever you said, let me finish my train of thought. Whatever you said, what his point to you was, and you guys, and one of you laughed at him, and that made me mad. How dare you laugh at anyone who has maintained what God has asked?
Whoa, hold on a second.
Wait,
how do you know what
God
wants?
Let me finish.
Well, I'd like to have a conversation because this isn't, you know, you just talking for an hour.
I understand, but I haven't been talking for an hour.
I understand that you haven't been, but I have a question, and when you bring something up that results in a question, we have conversation about it. So I'm not going to just jettison you off the phones here. I want to dig into what you're saying and try to understand.
Right.
You're saying God said something. How do you know what God said?
Well, if you're a Christian and you believe in the Bible, you also believe that book is divinely inspired.
A lot of Christians believe different things about the Bible.
You keep cutting me off. Can I finish my sentence? You believe that, and a lot of people try to justify things because then it makes them feel better about themselves and or
Yeah, I see Christians doing that all the time.
Right. But
yeah, like justifying war, for instance.
If you believe in the Ten Commandments, you believe they were given by God to Moses. If you believe, and because through God all things are possible, if he's all-powerful, if all things are possible, that, you know, this is possible, that those men who wrote those books in the Bible were divinely inspired. That said, fornication is sinful. And if he's telling you that he saved himself, see, it's that kind of attitude.
It is
that
funny.
That doesn't gain you any
what
followers.
Could be sinful, ma'am, about what could be sinful about engaging in an act of love between two people, even
that's
though you're not married?
Not love when you're not, when it's outside of marriage.
Nonsense.
You laughed at me.
How dare you?
Dana?
No, you can't finish because I want to have a conversation with you instead of just listening to you rant. So how dare you suggest that I can't be in love with somebody unless I'm married to them?
You're misunderstanding. That's why I'm asking you to let me put a period on the end of something.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that I didn't ask that. No need to laugh at me. The last caller, Pete, didn't say that. No need to be snarky with him. This was what God said.
So wait a minute. Are you? Oh, okay. Okay. So you're saying
you
don't deserve any critique because you're just repeating what God said. Is that what you're getting at there?
No. What I'm saying is, I'm mad at the way you treated him. He's trying to live a righteous life, and who are you?
Right, so what you're saying is I'm not righteous, right? By saying that he's righteous,
you're
saying I'm not.
What I'm saying is it's funny how those who don't live righteous lives or don't follow what God taught, they're the ones mocking the ones that are. And I know, I understand that that's the way it's going to be until we cross over. But I'm just saying, check yourself. You know,
I've got a question for you, Dana. I were here, Dana.
You guys are really pretty open-minded to most of your callers. But I thought that was really, really inappropriate.
Dana, continue to go on. Can we have a conversation?
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think that two people can be married without a government piece of paper saying that they are married?
See, now that's a whole different thing, because I know you guys are, you know, you're not big government involvement, and I totally agree with you. In fact, we agree. Are you there?
We're right here.
Oh, I thought I lost you. There was all kinds of static. I know you don't like government involvement, and I understand that. I don't know where I am on that marriage thing, because I know the government got involved to promote families. I understand.
So stand by. That's not the reason they got into marriage. They got into marriage to stop blacks from marrying whites. But hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment. It's Dana with Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. we're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We're going to try to sneak your call in if you're on the line. If you don't get in tonight, no worries. We do it 7 nights a week. You can join, Daryl and I, when I say we, I guess it's not accurate. Usually when I say we, it's accurate because Mark is here. And between the two of us, we have all 7 nights covered. But you and I, Daryl, will not be here tomorrow night, but our Sunday crew will be here, Stephanie and Brian, and they will take your calls about anything. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time is the time slot for Free Talk Live, whether you are listening to us live or delayed broadcast on your local radio station. You can tune in, and you can get interactive with us whether you listen live or not. If there's something you've been wanting to talk about, you can just dial in toll-free during our live hours at 855-450-450. For you don't have to necessarily be on topic, although the topic on the table at the moment is relationships, marriage, sexuality, monogamy, polyamory, etc. So, again, we're going to get back into your calls, but I want to invite you to check out BuzzBox Coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can not only get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and fairly traded, but you can also help get people in very poor areas of the world, give them a leg up to help them out with 100 microloans via World Vision. That's what we're teaming up with BuzzBox Coffee to do, and we're looking for 1,000 listeners like you who are coffee lovers to join us in giving the gift of freedom through these microloans from World Vision. Now, you can do that by going to coffee.freetalklive.com, get signed up for BuzzBox Coffee. You'll get your first pound for free. You do have to pay the shipping costs involved in getting the pound to you, but you don't actually have to pay for the pound itself. And that's because BuzzBox Coffee, they know they've got a real special product here, and they think you're going to like it so much they're willing to give away that pound for free. So again, go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get great coffee, and you can help people make a better life for themselves. coffee.freetalklive.com. I want to bring Dana back on the line here. Dana kind of came at us from this somewhat common perspective of callers out there that you got to let me finish. And Dana, hello, we're right here. Can you hear us? Okay. I don't know what happened there.
She dropped off the line. Anyway, she's welcome to call back. We'll try to sneak her back in here at the end of the show. But this kind of perspective of, well, you got to let me finish. Well, okay, I understand the viewpoint that you have something really important that you want to say. But if you just keep going on and on and on with what you want to say, how are we supposed to respond to the things that you say? It doesn't make sense for me to sit here and make a bunch of notes with bullet points and then go back and revisit earlier points in somebody's 30-second long or minute-long screed that they wanted to get out on
no,
the air.
No, Ian, you have to let all of the callers give their soliloquy and their monologue.
No, I'm sorry. I think that's uninteresting radio. I think having a conversation is much more interesting. And as Dana could see there, obviously we held her through the break. We're willing to have her on for a long period of time. If you're interesting, we're going to keep you on. And people that disagree are interesting in my book. So we're talking about relationships. And let's go to Dennis. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight? Happy
Welcome,
holidays.
Sir. Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I'm going to have the complete opposite of the past two callers. So,
all right.
I actually personally believe the reason I called is I was listening to Pete when I was on my way back from work, and he said the whole car reference. It's like buying an automobile, and, you know, you don't want something that's been driven around. Well, if you want to buy an automobile, I feel like you have to test drive it first.
Right.
So that's my thoughts on that. And as far as the previous caller goes, I mean, I just feel like she's trying to push her views on the rest of society. I personally don't believe that. I mean, the Bible in 1634, the King James Version, I believe, was translated in England. So there's, like you guys said, there's many translations of the Bible, and I don't think it's right for somebody to throw monogamy and all that into there when it's just, like you guys say, it's just a government-issued license as opposed
to... The King James was originally translated in 1611,
The
time... Well, something interesting that I wanted to point out, at the time, the name for the Messiah was transliterated from the Greek, and it was actually transliterated as Iesus.
Mm.
It was sometime later when it was transliterated as Jesus.
What about Yeshua? Yeah, wasn't it Yeshua?
Yeshua is the Aramaic name.
I see.
Most of the New Testament was actually written in Greek.
Yeah, that's a prime example of things being lost in translation.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you've got, you know, examples like the Mormons, where there, for a long time, the Mormon Church was very well accepted to engage in polygamy, to have multiple partners.
And the Utah law banning polygamy apparently was just struck down as unconstitutional.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the law was, I forget which aspect of it was, but yeah, a significant portion of it was thrown out. Dennis, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I mean, I just wanted to point that out. It's just kind of, you know, as far as monogamy goes, I really think that that's a personal choice. I think the government infringing on that or other people being judgmental on that is really just taking things too far. If I want to have multiple sexual partners or somebody else does, I don't really think it's anybody else.
As long as you're being safe about it,
yeah,
I don't see
exactly
what the issue is. If you're being all rampant and just going out there and having sex with people, then that's dangerous, and you're going to end up probably with something that is very unpleasant as a result of doing that. Thanks for the call, Dennis. I appreciate hearing from you. But people being cautious, I don't see what the problem is. It's just that people are so hung up on these ideas that they have been pounded into their heads from the churches they go to. But then ultimately, a lot of the people who cheat are still religious people.
Yes.
It's just that the draw of something, of another person, of experiencing another person intimately is obviously a very, very strong draw for people. I'm not saying monogamy is wrong for everybody. I'm just saying I don't personally believe that it's right for everybody.
And one thing that is really interesting, that a lot of people that call in and call themselves Christians like to quote some sections of the Bible, but yet they ignore other sections.
Convenient. Yes.
Such as the part where Abraham had both a wife and a mistress, and then later
Did
married
God strike
someone
him
else.
Down for that?
No.
No. What?
And then Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines, or vice versa.
Yeah.
There's also parts of the Levitical law that people like to ignore, such as the prohibition against mixing types of fabric into your clothing. You weren't supposed to have more than one type of crop in your field. Eating shellfish is wrong. But yet there aren't that many, you know, modern-day Christians that are out protesting Red Lobster and 50-50 cotton wool blend clothing.
Let's go back to the phones and go to Corey listening in Georgia on Skype. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my big question is what does marriage have to do with giving birth to someone you can't take care of? I don't really understand that logic there. I mean, it really seems like he's trying to, well, both of the people that called are trying to hide a religious argument in the way they present their argument. I don't get it.
Yeah, just to recap for our new listeners just tuning in, you're talking about calls earlier where it was suggested that that people who were married would be better for children.
If people only had sex while they were in a committed monogamous marriage, there would be no unwanted pregnancy. And that's an utter falsehood.
Sure. And there's, of course, plenty of examples of parents that are married and very abusive toward one another and towards the children.
And people that wanted children that can't then take care of them.
Exactly. That's exactly my point, is that these people are couching the religious argument in these nonsensical arguments that they really think are logical. I mean, the issue is that when you base your morality on religion, you're going to end up basing your morality on the ideas of a certain group and a certain leaders, and you're not going to end up focusing on the other things that matter. You're going to conflate fidelity with being sexually monogamous to your partner. You're not going to associate fidelity to being loyal to people in everyday life. When you focus all of your conceptualization of fidelity on just sexual relations, if you don't focus on fidelity throughout the rest of your life, you're never going to teach anybody anything. No one's ever going to learn anything.
Excellent.
You have to teach people responsibility. You have to teach them loyalty. If you want to stop murder, robbing, and raping, you don't take their tools. There's nothing to do with their tools, whether they have genitals to rape with or anything like that. It's teaching them to respect other people. That's what keeps people from murdering, not laws.
Thanks, brother. Laws are just good ideas, good thoughts. Appreciate your call tonight, Corey. We are out of time. But we'll be back tomorrow night. And Dana did call back in. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to put her on and give her any decent amount of time. So, Dana, please call us another night. We'll be happy to talk to you further about this matter. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.